two-faced.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Desalinization plant?
Yes. The grotto uses so much water. The bunnies felt we should go this way.
Smart bunnies, Hef. I can't call you Hef, can't I?
No.
There's too many singers, Artie. There's three people here already that think they're singing goodbye to Larry.
Yeah?
Hey, I don't know what you're telling them, but you told me that I was doing a goodbye song.
Quiet down, cowpoke.
Hey, those
I'm
were your exact words.
Artie.
Well, that's right. I guess I did.
Look, I thought I was your Bette Midler. This is bullshit.
Hey, you guys, so let's not forget why we're here, all right? It's Larry's final show.
Was I talking to you?
Well, you are now. Hey, look, this guy's nominated for an Oscar, all right?
For what, talk soup?
Hey, take it easy. Great.
I'm ready.
Lyrics are the hardest part of songwriting. But when you come up with something meaningful and heartfelt...
Boring.
Will you stop saying that?
But rock stars are supposed to be about drinking and getting drunk and boozing it up.
And girls that have legs and know how to use them.
And why I can't drive 55.
You just want mindless generic rock?
Precisely.
True story. I was at Costco one day and all of a sudden the nature called. Yelled is more like it. So I hightailed it into the John and there's some sensitive guy changing his little boy's diaper on one of them baby ironing boards. And don't you know I slipped on pee-pee and broke two vertebrae which had to be fused together.
We get stuff we both know it, we don't talk too much about it.
I'm in constant pain, but by God I got me a $53,000 settlement.
Where are we? You're in Bridge City.
Where we don't allow guns. Sentry said you were coming.
I know you. You're famous.
I was once.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Did you like that picture from the Tom Petty show that I photoshopped Trump's face on the document?
That was I had to mark the tits out.
You did?
Yeah.
How come?
It was disturbing to me.
They're pretty floppy.
Well, it's not so much that, just that with the head, is that Trump's head?
It's Trump's face.
Yeah, that was too much for me, to see his face with those tits.
Yeah?
Yeah, it curdled
your blood. Oh, by the way, Steph is back.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
Steph's back.
Steph's front.
Yeah. Don't tell what's his name.
Who's what's his name?
Neil.
Oh, he's invisible.
He is. He doesn't exist.
So this is episode 98. It's a pretty sad week. Tom Petty died.
Yeah, he really stole all those people's thunder.
Well, I don't think his death trumps the tragedy in Las Vegas.
It doesn't trump the tragedy, but, you know, I don't know any of those people.
No, that's true.
There were some from Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know them.
That's,
you know,
fucking...
I don't know Tom Petty, but I've grown up with him.
You never
he means
saw
a
Tom
lot
Petty
to me.
Live?
No, I never get to see him live. I hate that.
Yeah, this is one I've seen. Well, I think we saw him a bunch of times.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'll get to that in a second. But, you know, the thing that happened in Las Vegas is terrible. And it's the first time that a tragedy like this happens that I'm not going to the internet every 10 seconds to try to find out.
Yeah, what's Alex Jones have to say about it?
I'm sure he'll say it's a false flag. There's already people saying that there were crises.
The guy in the room next door said that there was more than one gunman.
The guy in the room next door?
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody who said he was his neighbor called the Michael Savage show and said, you know, I don't think he did it. He's a patsy. And then ISIS claimed responsibility for it. But I just think it's terrible. I mean, but you can't prevent it. You can't prevent somebody.
What's the fucking thought process of these people? If you think you're going to do that, why don't you just fucking check in the hotel room and kill yourself?
Well, it's obviously it was premeditated,
right,
with all the guns that the guy had and however many days he was at that suite. Okay. I can understand somebody getting enraged in the moment and acting out in the moment because people do that all over the world. You react. You're angry at the moment. I'm going to go lash out at other people. But to premeditate, I'm going to go stand up here on this in this suite, shoot the windows out, or he broke them out with a hammer. They found a hammer there.
Yeah,
and then just randomly shoot automatic weapons at people.
I mean, it's the same dude that, you know, walked in and killed everybody in the movie theater some years back.
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Or the guy last...
Adam Lanza, when he killed all those kids at Sandy Hook.
Or the guy last week who walked into the church and said he was going to revenge the thing that Dylann Roof did in South Carolina. So anyway, I mean, we'll get off of this topic, but I mean, obviously everybody's talking about it. What I don't like is the aftermath of these things where people go to Twitter and they start arguing and they start saying, well, this needs to happen. Or, you know, some woman who works for CBS, she got fired for saying it, said, I don't really care because, you know, those are country music fans and they're obviously Trump voters. So no great loss. Well, she got fired immediately, justifiably.
This was my greatest fear was that it was going to come out that he had some big anti-Trump manifesto or some kind of shit like that.
But he didn't have anything.
So to me, I would rather not know why he did it than to think that he did it because he hated Trump or he hated whatever.
See, that's a good point. I don't care why he did it. I wish he hadn't done it.
I'd much rather just think he was a lunatic.
And in this case, I don't like the fact that he's dead because he can't be tried. I mean, you know, and everybody has to relive it in a trial and everything, but he should, you know, justice will never happen for any of those people that died or any of the people that got hurt. And there are so many heroes on the ground from all walks of life, stripes and colors.
Yeah.
And I just wish that when these tragedies happen, people aren't using them for political talking points, a political gain. I mean, it's unavoidable.
You're
in
talking
this
about
country.
Gun control.
Well, gun control, anything, you know, and on the right, you know, blah, 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 it's ISIS and blah, blah, you know, and these ridiculous conspiracy theories. And you can find them online if you want to go down the rabbit hole. They're already starting. Crisis actors, false flags. Oh, this was ISIS. They shot him and then shot everybody and left him there to be the patsy. We're never going to know.
No.
So just take that with a grain of salt.
I mean, I think we could know because they have video cameras in the hallway of the Mandalay. Mm-hmm. So they could see who went in and out of this man's room.
True.
So if they see anybody else besides him going in and out of the room, then we'll know.
Mm-hmm.
So if all these conspiracy theorists are such whatever, then demand that they release the videotape of the hallway.
Yeah, I agree.
Demand it.
Well, they'll find all that out. There'll be a huge investigation, but just dial it back and let's think about the victims if we have to think of anything. Just think about them.
I will say that, you know, I know that a lot of the guns that he had were illegal to own anyway. A lot of them were illegal.
Unless
they're saying he modified them.
He modified them.
Yeah.
The device that he used to modify the weapons allegedly is not illegal in Nevada, I guess. I don't know. It should be illegal.
It absolutely should be illegal.
And I don't see, and I agree with you and a lot of people, that people don't need to own assault weapons.
No. For what?
You know.
For fucking what? I mean,
you can get a semi-automatic pistol, and if somebody breaks into your home, a automatic pistol is a little more mobile than grabbing an AR-14 or whatever they're called, AR-15. So this isn't about guns.
No, it isn't. But I firmly believe in your whatever amendment rights. I mean, I believe everybody has the right to protect
take my
their
Uzi.
House. No, I have a
gun. You can't own an Uzi.
That's okay.
No, you can't.
I'm getting a Gatlin gun. Fuck it.
The thing that bothers me the most, and we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel before the show, the thing that bothers me the most is that it becomes pandering and saying things that aren't necessarily true. To say that the NRA somehow controls the U.S. government is a lie, because they're not even in the top 10 when it comes to donating to the government or to elections. They're 95th. That's how much, you know, and ahead of them are all sorts of special interest groups and PACs and stuff like that. So it's easy to demonize a side. And, you know, because we have two sides, let's demonize everybody. Let's just dial it back. It's a tragedy.
It sucks. There'll be another one.
And you know, you can't control. And you can take away guns from every single person in the country. You know, that's not going to stop a guy from getting in a van and running people over or taking a machete and chopping people up.
Or some contractor that has a license to get C4 who has decided that he hates everything.
Yeah.
And he gets enough C4 and blows up, you know, 5,000 people.
Or filling a van up with, you know, fertilizer and blowing up a building like in Oklahoma City.
I think the point is that, you know, any of us, and this just happened, my clinical supervisor at my job, she came home last week and found her husband dead in the backyard. He had fallen and his rib cracked and it pierced his abdomen and he bled out and he died in the backyard.
Mm.
So the point is, you can die at any time.
Right.
So, why are you just going to sit around and be terrified? I'm not. I don't give a shit. If I go out and I get shot in the head tomorrow, so be it.
So be it. I stayed in that hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
it's a nice hotel.
It is a nice hotel. I got drunk with a bunch of Russian people. There's a Russian bar on the lower level, and I was just there by myself doing shots of vodka, and these Russian guys kept, you know, plying me with them.
Were they going to rape
drink.
You?
No. I used to have I was sort of fetishized Russian culture, and I was trying to learn the language, and I didn't get very far.
This is from your body, your dude, right? Your physical...
My doctor.
No, I thought the guy that used to train you.
My trainer is from Serbia.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't speak Russian. He speaks Serbian.
No,
that's okay.
I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb. Everybody can say, you know, you got that Russian trainer because he sounds Russian, and more people know Russian accent than know Serbian accent, but they're very similar, Eastern European. But yeah, so I was into that. And,
they were trying to convert you to the KGB.
And no, and I was so drunk, I knew my way back to my room. I stopped and got a piece of peanut butter fudge at the gift shop.
Delicious.
And I remember being on the elevator. And I was like Dan Aykroyd with the salmon in Trading Places. I couldn't get it out of the wrapper, so I chewed through the wrapper. And I was just, and there was a Procter & Gamble convention going on. And these people got on the elevator, and I just, and they gave me three things of Millstone coffee. Obviously, they knew I needed
That's
something.
That's good coffee.
It is good coffee, and they were very nice to give it to me. Anyway, enough of the rant. You know, I'm not saying whatever. Don't want to polarize the audience.
Don't politicize our audience, Tim. Steph, they don't come here for that shit.
They don't. And you've been gone for a while.
Steph's back.
I've just had a series of events.
I got
events.
A boog. Don't look at me.
I don't. But you're looking at me while you're picking.
Well, I'm listening
your nose.
To you.
Don't you fucking look at me.
Don't you fucking look at me. You've been out for a couple of weeks. Are your dogs done getting bitten by copperhead snakes?
I sure as shit hope so, Tim. You know, this is my whole life now. This is my life. I get up in the morning. My husband and I go outside with flashlights. We beat the ground with sticks to try and make sure that we've made enough vibrations to scare snakes away. Then we let our dogs out, and then we let them use the bathroom. We hold flashlights on them the whole time, and then we immediately get them back in the house.
Now, we let our dogs go out back sometimes for 45 minutes, and... I'm starting to get worried.
Well, you should be worried because, I mean, we have killed, let's see, we've killed five copperheads. One got away from us.
Are you near water?
No, there's a creek like across the street. We've lived in this house for 15 years. This has never happened to us. Our neighbors killed three. Our other neighbor, he saw a bunch. You know, I scooped one up last week after she got bit. After Heidi got bit in the face and I took her to the emergency vet, they kept her overnight. I came home. We went outside. We found that snake, the little son of a bitch. It was aggressive as hell. And it slid across the thing and Neil went to go kill it and it coiled up and started striking at him. He was like, you little motherfucker. He had to chop it up in like three or four pieces. And then the next day, we were cleaning up some more leaves and limbs, and I scooped up a pile, like chopsticks. I had a shovel and a rake.
Yeah.
Scooped up these limbs and put them in the wheelbarrow, and I thought I heard something. I thought I heard something go, cha-cha, cha-cha. But then I thought it was the rake.
Mm-hmm.
So I throw the shit in there. He takes the wheelbarrow over, dumps it in this fire that we had made, and it came right out of the freaking fire. It was in that wheelbarrow. Another snake came at his ass. He was like, shovel! And I couldn't get to him with the shovel in time, and it was gone. So we're pretty sure it went under the foundation.
Jesus, God. Now, I have never seen one. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was coming home on a Saturday night, and I was driving down Old Norcross Road, and I saw one dart across the road, and I hit it.
Oh, good.
And the next day, its carcass was laying there 2 or 3 days. But I've asked...
You sure you weren't on Copperhead Road?
Better came back in Copperhead Road. My name's John Lee Pettimore. But no, the neighbors are in our neighborhood, I've asked them ever since we moved in, have you ever had snakes around here, snake problems? And no one's ever seen one. There may have been a dog on the street that died. It got snake bit. But everybody's got dogs.
Yeah.
And
well,
they let them out.
In our, what happened?
We're worried about owls.
Well, what happened, we think, is down on the corner, like three houses down, there was a big piece of natural land that they just cleared out about a month and a half ago. They took out like 50 trees.
Okay.
So we think they have all migrated our way and went to all of our yards, basically, is what has happened. And all you can do, I mean, I've talked to a wildlife removal expert, all you can do is make your yard a place that snakes don't want to be. That's the best you can hope for. First off, we had a little patch of ivy in our yard. You have to get the hell, any kind of ivy, they love ivy.
Okay.
They love cover.
We have a ton of that.
Get rid of it is all I'm going to say because the vet even told me because she had two dogs bit by copperheads. She said they love ivy. They love hanging out under any kind of like wood piles, any kind of crap like that they'd be in. So we thought we had gotten rid of every bit of cover that they could possibly have in the backyard. Then you want to kill their food source. So we sprayed this bug killer all over the grass.
What's their food source?
Bugs. Well, mine were, these are babies. Mm-hmm. And so, they're eating frogs and bugs.
Okay.
So you kill the bugs that the frogs feed off of so the frogs don't come. So okay. That's their main food source or whatever. So you kill their food source, then they got nothing to eat. And then we got these things called, after Heidi got bit, and we had, spent $2,000 on two dogs in within like 2 weeks of each other, we got snake traps, which okay. are these glue traps, right? And
right.
you order them off Amazon. And here's the horror of the snake trap.
Okay.
So they said online, don't fold it into a box. Leave it open. Just leave it flat and lay it down. Because, you have a better shot of catching the snakes this way.
Does it have pheromones or something on it to attract
them? It has peanut butter on it because it's for mice or snakes.
All right.
For snakes, though, ideally we would get, they call it like rat powder. It's mm-hmm. it's ground up rat guts into a powder.
Yum.
And you sprinkle
it
on there.
You make it into a meatball and then try to feed it to
God, that was horrifying. Mr. Mercedes.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so what ended up happening was, so we left those out. We still hadn't caught anything. And then this past Sunday, we come home from my in-law's house, and Neil goes outside to check the snake traps, and he comes back in, and he's very teary-eyed, and he says, don't go out there. And I'm like, what happened? He said, three birds landed on the glue trap. He said, I was able to free one of them, but two of them, they have flailed around till their feathers are stuck to it and their legs are broken and they're all twisted and mangled and they're flopping around. He's like, and I have to kill them. So don't go out there.
Isn't that supposed to be a humane trap?
Not for birds, it isn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, he had to beat them to death with a shovel. It was very sad.
Dr. Shovel got called.
Dr. Shovel had to come out and correct what we had done. And then, so from that, now we're folding it into boxes. I don't give a shit either. We'll catch them or we won't. I don't know, but... Mm-hmm. Anyway, hopefully it'll be cold soon.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. When it gets cold, I want to go out and chop down all the ivy.
Get the hell out of there. I mean, last week my boss, she lives in a new neighborhood with not a lot of whatever. Her neighbor found a copperhead in her daughter's bedroom, coiled up in the corner of her daughter's bedroom.
Jesus.
Yes. Wow. And then another lady I know, her friend just got out of the hospital. She got bit by a baby copperhead on the ankle walking in from the backyard. And she was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Babies are worse than adults.
Yeah, they have a lot of poison in them.
Oh, all right.
They just, adults know to bite and then save their venom for prey.
Right.
Babies don't know that. Once they bite, they just pump, 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 pump.
Ah.
That's why they're so dangerous.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, damn.
So that's what we've been doing is whacking snakes. Whacking them.
Leave all the snakes alone. I wish every day could be whacking day.
Oh, it is. It is around my place. You can come and whack all the snakes you want.
Oh, snakes?
Well, not one-eyed snakes. These snakes have two eyes.
So, again, we've lost some colossal people in pop culture. Last week we lost Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
the Hef.
Now, that wasn't so much of a surprise because he's
91. Or
91. And, we've all enjoyed... the fruits of Hugh Hefner's labor.
Articles. We enjoyed the articles.
Sure did. I loved learning about stereophonic sound and what kind of speakers I should get and how to groom properly.
Sure, yeah.
And also...
They did have good articles.
I never really... Playboy was never really a jack magazine, you know?
I know I didn't jack to it.
Well, I know you didn't. Did you jill to Playboy?
I didn't jill to it.
Now, Playboy is like when we were 10, 11, 12, wow, we got a Playboy and you'd hide it. My friend's dad had a station wagon that they didn't drive. They just left it in their driveway. So we hid our Playboys underneath the seat, and we would go look at the Playboy every now and then in the seat. Playboy, I don't know. Jeff's dad had hundreds of them. He had every issue, didn't he?
Yeah, and I don't know about everyone, but he collected them.
Yeah, Dad collected them in his office. Tons of them, all the good ones, all the old ones. And... But it was a good magazine. It was, entertaining. There were always good interviews in it. And I don't know. You once you discover Hustler and Velvet.
There's no going back.
And Cherry.
Club.
Yeah, Penthouse.
It wasn't good for Jom, but it was good journalism and stuff. And the interviews were good, and 20 questions were always good.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was always
the cartoons were good.
Then there was always the celebrity who had never been nude before right. that yeah. they'd pay $1 million to, and then you know,
right, I get to see your Drew Barrymore.
I remember when the Suzanne Summers issue came out, my mom bought it for her boyfriend, and she went out and she left it on the countertop. She said, "Now you're not allowed to look at that." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I won't. Promise."
It's Chrissy Snow.
Oh, no kidding. Thighmaster. Yeah.
She had a hot bod.
She did.
She still does, I think, for being a million. I mean, she's still looking good.
Yeah. Then, of course, Tom Petty passes away. Mm-hmm. That was weird because they broke the story that he died. And then, wait a minute, he didn't die. And, okay, well, he's dying.
Yeah.
So, basically, he had a do not resuscitate on his will or whatever. I don't know how they do that.
I think he was pretty much dead when they found him, and they took him to the hospital and slapped the life support on him and stuff. And
well, his wife gave him CPR when she was on the phone with 911.
But, I mean, by the time the ambulance got there, I think he was dead.
Brain dead, yeah.
So do you think, you know, him and Stevie Nicks, they did, like, all the cocaine in California.
Yeah.
You think, I mean, and I know he's been clean for years, but that has to, you know, bear some damage on you.
I don't know. A week ago, before he died, he just wrapped up a 60-day tour, you know. And from what everyone was saying, the show was great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and his shows were
that.
Fantastic. I posted on Facebook the time we got to go backstage and meet him when I was working at 96 Rock in 2002. We got the mayor, and I don't remember if it was Shirley Franklin or the one before her. Who was the one before? The one that was corrupt.
The real shady one.
Bill Campbell.
Yeah.
But they declared it Tom Petty Day in Atlanta. We got an official proclamation from the mayor.
I saw that. It was so cool. It was like, I forgot about that. And then you posted it, and I remember that on the regular guys.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
We either gave him a guitar or he walked out with a guitar. I don't remember. I think we gave it to him. But I was backstage with the woman I was dating at the time. We were backstage. And English Nick from, you know, The River and the Von Hessler Doctrine was there because he was our head promotions guy. And Christopher Rude and Beth Keppel, his old partner from his days on The Rude Ride Home or
Rude
in the Morning. And he was just a very nice guy. He came out, hey, how's it going? Oh, wow, it's Tom Petty Day. And he read the proclamation aloud. I wish we had recorded it, but, you know, got some good photos. And he was just very, very cool, and he had a cigarette with us, and then he went back. All right, guys, gotta go. But I always enjoyed Tom Petty shows. I had this, what do you call it? I had a plan that I executed. Whenever I went, I would just have just enough beer and just enough other things to get to a point where I was like, yeah, I never got too messed up or never got too high. I just wanted to enjoy it. And you knew every single song. He sang along with every single song. And that particular show, which was in August of 2002, my girlfriend and I at the time were in the second row because, you know, I was the promotions director. So every once in a while, I'd throw myself a bone and sit in the front or second row.
Sure.
Second row center. And we were watching, and it was during American Girl. I look in front of me, and there's this guy standing up, and he's got his eyes back, and he's like, yeah, and he's not looking at the stage. He's looking down at his girlfriend. And his girlfriend's blowing him.
During American Girl?
During American Girl. In the front row of the show. And I'm just going nuts. I'm like, this is amazing.
That's such a great commercial for America.
And I tap my girlfriend on the shoulder, and I point down, and she looks, and she's freaking out. She's laughing. And then I'm waving on stage. I don't remember who it was. It was one of the guitar players from the Heartbreakers. And I'm pointing down, and he looks down. He sees it and smiles, and then he does that thing, because they're in the middle of the song, right? Yeah. Everybody's playing and jamming, and he kind of backs up and kind of heads toward Petty, and he starts tilting his head, you know, look down there. Petty, you know, and he looks down, and then this big grin hits Petty's face, and about that time, security guard came over and made him stop, and then the look on the guy's face, because he hadn't arrived yet, you know, he looked like he was about to, and then he just kind of was depressed and sad. They didn't get thrown out, he just had to zip up.
That's a fast song to blow to.
After all, it was...
It'd be different if it was like, you know... Don't Come Around Here No More or something like that.
That would have been appropriate. Don't come around here no more.
Speaking of, when I was a kid, like 13 or whatever, when that video came out.
Yeah.
So
that was a great video.
So afraid. I was such a puss. I would not watch that video if I was alone in the house by myself. It scared the shit out of me.
Really?
Yes, it terrified
Why?
Me. Why? It was just so creepy.
Because it was Alice in Wonderland like.
And those girls, how they were dressed up, and then how her face got all big, and and how creepy
the guy
was.
From the Eurythmics was playing the sitar on top of the mushroom.
Yes. I mean, and Alice in Wonderland has always creeped me out, so that's probably part of it. But yes, it scared the shit out of me. But prior to that, though, when I really think about my first MTV memories, You Got Lucky.
Yeah.
That was
video was
the
amazing.
Video, yes, where you found all those arcade games. That was like such a fucking fantasy when you were a kid. Like, I wish I could come across that.
You got lucky, baby. But, and then remember the song Jammin' Me, where he's like, take back
me.
Eddie Murphy, take back Joe Piscopo. I remember that because MTV awards that year. The video awards, I forget what they were.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's like, fuck Tom Petty.
Fuck Tom Petty.
What?
Well, I mean, it was because of the song, and they cut it up, and it was fun.
No, but they love him now. And it's funny that you said American Girl, because that's, every time I watch Silence of the Lambs, which has been a million times, whenever she's jamming out to
Hi,
American,
little cheaper.
You're like, oh, you're about to get thrown in a hole.
Yeah, she's jamming along with it, and then, were you about a size 14?
But you know, my most...
Would you? Would you? I need to get this couch in the van. Oh, thanks. I'm having trouble.
Mister, I don't want to hurt your dog.
Don't you hurt my fucking dog. Put her in the bucket.
But, you know, my most significant probably memory involving Tom Petty was me and my friends. We used to, in my early 20s, we used to always get a cabin every summer, and we would always drop acid. And that was like our thing every year. And this one particular year, we dropped, and I was having one of those dark, introspective, not good for a group of people that are having a good time trips.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
So my friend, she was trying to get me to come out of it, and so she starts playing Tom Petty. She's like, listen, man, it's Tom Petty, and it was Breakdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just went into this whole, like I was in the song, you know, it's all right if you love me. It just made me, it was even darker and whatever, so, but yeah. And it was, you know how it is, like, you want to come out of it and you can't.
Right. You ever heard Johnny Cash's version of Southern Accent?
Mm-mm.
It's on one of those Rick Rubin produced, you know, those last four or five Johnny Cash records.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he did
Hurt and all those covers.
He does that and Petty sings back up.
Oh, I got to hear that. I'm just now getting into Mojo. I slept on that album all these years. That's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great blues album.
He's amazing. The Traveling Wilburys. You remember them?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's left out of that? Bob Dylan and...
Bob Dylan and Jeff Lynne.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess George Harrison's gone. Roy Orbison died like before they even released the record.
Yeah.
Sucks.
He lives on Henry Winkler's ass.
Who?
Roy Orbison.
Is there a tattoo of Roy Orbison on Henry Winkler's ass?
In the Water Boy. Remember when he played
Oh,
the
yeah, that's right. Oh, I loved him. He was my favorite.
Sometimes what mama don't know.
Mama don't know. All right, well, we haven't talked about TV in a while. Last week we had any more Tom Petty stories. Jeff and I saw Tom Petty a number of times. One time we left a show. This is one last thing I'll say about it. We were leaving a show and there was some drunk guy bitching about liberals. He was just, rah, 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 I'm subsidizing this and that. And I just looked at him and I went, who subsidizes your Rogaine? Because he was bald.
Shut him up.
Fast. Yeah, he just, he had the crestfallen look. And I wanted to shut him up. He was just ranting and raving.
No, that was good of you.
Yeah.
I always like it when you turn your evil, when you use it for good.
But I was practicing liberal at the time, and I didn't want to hear all that bullshit. But again, it was more common sense stuff. It's like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just rattling off talking points.
Yeah. Nobody came here to listen to your crap.
No. We just left a great show, and you obviously didn't have any fun if you're out here bitching. Maybe you need to get laid, Baldy.
He wasn't getting blown
Who's
in the
subsidizing
front row,
your
apparently.
Ooh, and for the jugular. Bald fuck. Anyway, but Johnny Brennan was great guest last week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, you know, go ahead and listen to it. If you
that was a great episode.
Did you listen?
Mm-hmm, sure did.
He was funny, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was,
and really cool.
Yeah, I thought you guys really impressed him with all your knowledge and how much you truly, truly love the Jerky Boys. I mean, he seemed to be very.
He sent both of us nice little notes,
yeah.
little funny little note things there. He said, yeah, buddy, maybe I'll come over, jaggy in the ass.
But not Ira. He hated Ira.
He hated Ira. Fucking Ira.
I sent him the info to apply to come to DragonCon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just asked, he goes, is that a real big con? And I said, yeah, like not San Diego Comic-Con big, but...
Almost.
Yeah. He'd probably get more attention at Dragon Con.
There would be lines mm-hmm. for him, you know, because that whole... Everybody likes the Jerky Boys.
He could probably hold one of those freaking forums that Cusick could have gave a shit about.
Yeah, no kidding.
And yeah, he could do a panel, totally.
He'd do a great panel. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't get into the, you know, the Kamal stuff or any of that, because... I just wanted to make it fun, uplifting, keep it in the now.
Yeah.
Reminisce whenever necessary and possible, but he doesn't like that guy. Or maybe he does and the other guy doesn't like him. I don't know. The other guy makes movies now.
Yeah, what
and
is
I noticed he not, hasn't put Johnny in any of his movies, so.
What movies does he make?
Just like
indie films.
Low budget horror movies and shit.
Nothing I've seen, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of his calls were the best, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was a funny dude when he was working with Johnny, but I'm sure it was because Johnny was feeding him the lines.
Right. 10 out of 10 for a dime.
So what happened with them egos, money, it all tore him apart?
Yeah.
Old cliche.
Yeah. We read about it in the Rolling Stone interview that you can find online if you Google Johnny Brennan Rolling Stone. It's from 2014, I believe. And we did read that to try to not double up on the questions. A couple of them we did.
Oh, that's good. You boned up.
Bone up. Speaking of boning up, we haven't had a chance to talk about TV in a while. First of all, let's do the gamut here. Preacher season 2. Did you all like it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, it had its ups and downs, but
yeah,
I loved it.
I thought it was pretty good.
I liked how it ended.
To see,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, Dennis. Sad to see him go.
Yeah, why did he kill us? Because he was just eating people too much, right?
He couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle being a vamp.
I also feel like Cassidy... He was bringing something out in Cassidy that he's tried to stifle for a long time.
Yeah, hunger.
That bloodlust.
Bloodlust, yeah. Because he was going to kill, he was having those fantasies about killing Tulip.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that's, I think, you know, whenever he said that to me, like, can you be good, Papa?
Mm-hmm.
And he had, because he realized he had a pair of Tulip's underwear, because he'd been, Cassidy had kept a pair of Tulip's underwear. So I think.
Well, they masturbated together in a living room.
Not together.
Oh.
She said she may have masturbated in there also.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very possible.
Oh, whatever. All right.
But yeah, I liked the whole beginning of it when we got to see Jesse when he was little and he's, you know, drumming up business for that place. And then the his uncles, that was his uncles,
steal
right?
The money, yeah.
That broke his hand, or tried to break his hand. And then he stomped that chicken to death and then he took it to his grandma to have her bring it back to life. And she's like, everything has a price.
Yes.
So what that price was, he'll be paying, I guess, this whenever we get, if we get Tulip back.
I think that's what they're doing with her, right?
Yeah, that's where they're taking
her
to Angelville.
Right.
But, yeah, I liked seeing all that, and I loved the whole staged fight with the Armenians that Hairstar set up so they could video it and get him on Kimmel.
Right.
I thought that was great.
My takeaway from this season, the best two things were Featherstone.
She was great.
Yeah, and, she was awesome.
And, of course, Hairstar.
Hairstar, yeah.
The actor they got for Hairstar.
He was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, what do you think about now that Eugene's going to be back, and now Hitler's just roaming
the earth? Oh, that was such a funny scene.
Hitler ran down the street.
Hitler hates Eugene? Is that why he ran away from him?
No,
he's like free now, so he's like, fuck it, I'm going
to
go.
I think, to me, what it seemed like is like, they were trying to make you think, well, Hitler might be a good guy. No, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw immediately he's pushing people to the ground. Right. And
Get out of the way. I wish I had kept up with the comic book after the first couple of issues. I mean, I read a bunch of them, but I don't remember what happens. And that's good because I like the show. And I think it's awesome Seth Rogen produced that and kept it. Really went out of his way to make sure that they kept it canon as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, even no matter how, whether you want it or not, you know, like whenever Hairstar was getting gang raped, that look at his face when he was just like, oh.
Or shoving the audio cassette tapes up his asshole.
But I also in the last episode, too, I loved it whenever Cassidy was just smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, it's nothing to mope and smoke crack about.
She's great. I like all the actors on that show.
Yeah.
I think it's a good show, and I hope that... Well, they haven't announced yet whether it's coming back.
No, they're still waiting, right, to see if they're getting season 3?
How are the ratings?
I don't know.
Pay attention to that too much.
The
show we like is gone.
Yeah, Blood Drive.
Yeah.
I still feel like somebody's going to pick that up.
I don't.
Really?
No, nobody watched
it. Did fall
apart
towards the end.
It did.
Valor starts next week. Her new show on CW. Grace.
Oh, yeah?
Christina Ochoa, yeah.
Think it'll be any good?
I don't know. I've never liked
CW
a CW
show.
Mm-hmm. But I used to say that about USA, and then I used to say that about TNT.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe they'll come with... But I don't know. She looks kind of weird in the Valor costume. She's, you know, clearly gorgeous woman.
Now, Valor is a comic book, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
I don't know. But she, in her uniform with the hat on, she kind of looks like Diz from Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that weird jaw. Like, it's not meant for a hat like that. I don't know. Like, she needs her hair.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Hey, everybody. This is former United States President George W. Bush. And I got to tell you, I would never call out the NFL for, you know, doing whatever they do. Baseball, yes, because I used to be an owner and... Well, anyway, that's not why I'm here to talk politics and sports. I'm here to tell you, Radio Labyrinth has a wonderful group of people that call themselves patrons. They are patrons of the Radio Labyrinth Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/ Tim Andrews. And welcome Gordon Drum, who is one of our brand new top-tier patrons. He donated online and has pledged to us. And don't worry, we're going to be working on some great rewards for y'all. Also new this week, Chris Weiland and Ryan Humans. Thank you, fellas. So let's get with the rest of the list here. We got Wendy Muller, Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colhard, Zach Pittman, some guy named JB. I call him JB. Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk and the Funky Bunch, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler. Hey, man, we can't do the show without these people. Or, well, Tim and Ira and Jeff and Steph and Autumn and whoever else they have on the show. So make sure that if you're interested in joining, you just go to patreon.com/ Tim Andrews. He's a heck of a guy. I call him Stretch.
Oh, hello. Autumn's joining us.
Well, hello.
Hello.
We're just doing the rundown of shows, Autumn. Feel free to weigh in.
Yeah, I'd love to.
What happened on the Kardashians this week?
No, shut up. We're not talking about the fucking...
Don't watch the Kardashians.
Did you watch Survivor?
Chloe's dad came home.
Oh, wait. Whose dad?
Chloe's dad.
I'm home. Hello.
I meant OJ.
Oh. Yeah, OJ and I, the Juice, we're going to do a show together.
Yeah. I am watching Survivor, though.
Yeah, Survivor was good.
Mm-hmm. Is this season 47?
Something.
No, season, 35.
May as well be season 1,000.
I think they said 35, but they do two seasons a year. So.
Yeah, that threw me off. I'm like, this shit hasn't been on for 35 years. There's no way.
No.
I didn't realize that's how they did it. You're looking for scripted shows here.
No, Survivors. Jeff has always liked Survivor. I remember him watching it in the 90s when we lived in Sandy Springs.
I didn't watch all of season one, but I got... turned on to it in season one, so I've been watching it pretty much ever since.
Was that guy's name Richard Hatch?
No, Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst.
No, the first winner.
Oh, yeah, Richard Hatch.
Not the good Richard Hatch.
The naked Richard
Hatch. The naked guy, yeah.
Right. Yeah, not the Battlestar Galactica Richard Hatch.
The late Richard Hatch.
Yes.
Well, there is something lame about this season where it's heroes versus hustlers versus healers.
Yeah.
And one of the heroes is a stay-at-home mom.
Oh.
She's a real hero.
Heroes, hustlers, and what?
And healers.
This sounds like the name of a country album.
Yeah. Big and Rich.
Heroes. Hustlers and healers.
Is it too soon? Is Big and Rich the one where the guy died?
Yeah.
All right. I scratched that.
No, it wasn't Big and Rich. It's Montgomery Gentry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Montgomery Gentry.
I used to shop there when I was a kid.
Me too.
You didn't watch Norm Macdonald this week, did you?
Which one is it?
With Tim... Tim Allen.
Yeah, that was a fantastic episode.
He said that Big and Rich used to be Big and Rich and another dude named Full of Cum.
That's right. Oh, God. Big and Rich and Full of Cum. You know, speaking of that episode of Norm Macdonald Live, they must have cut it because Eric was talking about this on The Doctor and he thinks that maybe he had a gastro problem because they come back and he's standing up and his writer is there and Tim Allen keeps saying, you really do feel better.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah, there's something happened in there.
Yeah, I think he shit himself.
You talking about Norm shit himself?
I think so.
Well, why would he have done that?
Well, maybe he couldn't make it to the bathroom. I've had those accidents.
He's a hard drinker, too.
Is he still?
Well, he was.
Yeah.
I think that damages you.
He looks like he's been a hard drinker. All right. So, you guys caught up on The Deuce.
Yeah.
HBO drama with James Franco and others.
Yes.
I enjoyed
that. Like everybody from The Wire. Everybody
from The Wire.
The entire cast of The Wire.
This is David Simon's show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved, it was, you know, it's Slim Charles as the cook.
That's right,
man. So glad to see him back. I love Slim Charles.
And then Michael's a pimp. Not Michael, what was the guy's name?
Marlowe's sidekick. I forget what his name
was. Yeah, the serial killer.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's a pimp. And then one of the other pimps is
Method Man,
who's the best.
Yeah,
with that straight hair.
He's hilarious.
And he seems like a nice, benevolent pimp. And then they have the goofy white pimp who has the joint behind his ear.
Yeah, he's like the Allman Brothers pimp.
And then they have
you tell people to do anal.
Yeah. on their rag.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't really understand what the show is about, though, and the trajectory.
No, they need to start making porn, man.
Well, I mean, they're trying to. Yeah, I mean, she went and saw it, and then what's his face, that David Krumholtz guy, she met with him in the, you know, trying to get involved in it, and he's like, no, babe, I mean, if you want to be on this side of the camera, okay, but.
Right. I love the whole mob tie-in as well.
Yeah.
And they got that guy who played the original Sopranos family boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, the DeMeo family.
Well, you know, to me it seems like, well, they're setting it up for when the cops just turned a blind eye to everything.
Yep.
There.
Good show.
It is a good show. I do not, the tunnel blowjobs from the week before, what a bad job that is.
You know, Jeff likes seeing that chick naked. He loved her on
The Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, she was on that. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
You said it was a bad job? What was bad about it?
Well, that's what she was doing, is she only gives blowjobs on the tunnel. So, like,
Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah, so they'll drive, and she's got to do it on the way. And then on the way back, I couldn't understand exactly how that went.
Oh, no.
I don't know, the guy was...
She was charging more money for going out than going back in, and the guy was mad.
Yeah, okay.
He wanted the going back in price, because he had paid less, like $20. When he got it before, and she goes, well, that was because you were going the other way last time. And she says, well, I charged 30 going this way and 20 going that way. And the guy says, well, charge the guy going back the 30 and charge me the 20.
Very complicated.
It is crazy.
This whole blowjob math that they do. And
I love flapjack tits in this series, too.
Oh, she's so
good. She's doing a good job.
Yeah.
She is. I mean, you don't want to see her boobs, of course. They're even worse than ever. They're the worst they've ever been in this.
But she's so proud, which is kind of cool on its own.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, she didn't care. She lets them go, but she's like, she's really acting the hell out of this part.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, this week, talk about blowjobs again.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving the blowjob in the one theater. But before that, she had the rat crawling on her arm. In the dirty movie theater when she went in there to work the theater. And then, the other guy dies in her mouth, that big, fat, nasty guy.
Uh-huh.
So that was gross.
I didn't like seeing his tumescent junk.
Yeah, too many knobs.
Too many knobs.
Too many knobs.
Too many dinkuses.
Like, I gotta agree, there's a lot of knobs on here.
Well, we finally progressed as a society.
Then Franco, which character is it? I think it's... I think he does. He's doing a good job playing both guys.
He's doing a great job.
This is better than Ewan McGregor on Fargo, I believe.
I believe so.
It's a definite, you know, difference between the two. And he finally bangs that Abby chick.
Season 3 of Fargo was all David Thewlis.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
he didn't even get nominated for anything, did he?
Nope.
Or is this Peter Thewlis or David?
David.
Yeah, David Thewlis.
Yeah, I believe it was David.
All right. So we're all in agreement. The Deuce
shit.
Autumn, check it out if you have time.
I know, I really should.
You're super busy with kids and whatnot.
You have somebody's HBO password, right?
I do.
It is
not mine.
They do a really good job at not just making the pimps just straight up villains.
Right.
He's humanized every single person on here. And, you know, the prostitutes, you feel sorry for them, but at the same time, they all have, it's not like they're dumb. They know what they're doing.
Sure.
And they all have reasons for why they're doing what they're doing.
That young girl who's reading the books.
Darlene.
Yeah.
She's
I like
great.
Her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's really
I hate the idea of blowjobs being $20 or $30.
Well, it was the 70s. It was the 70s.
So now, okay. Yeah, it would be like 130, I would imagine. Ugh. I don't know.
We're just like off the menu.
I got to agree with you on that. And I really feel...
Off the menu.
I really feel like the blowjobs, that's worse than the sex. Honestly.
Yeah.
Why?
I just lay there and you can hump me for a while.
Yeah, because you
don't want to do all that work.
Because God knows if it's cheesy, if it's whatever, ew, and you're putting it in your mouth.
Cheesy.
And he's been
no, she had a rubber on it.
Nah.
Yeah, but it's still, there's an aroma.
A distinct funk. A flamunda.
Yes. Crotch stench.
Ooh, a flamunda.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Hey, my balls, I wash my balls. Can I get a discount? How much for clean nuts? All right.
So what else did you watch, man?
All right, we got, we're moving on up to Mr. Mercedes.
Jesus, God, this is my favorite show on
this
TV.
This is the best fucking show on right now.
Show.
Absolutely. Yes. Jeff?
So good.
Yeah, so good.
What's it on?
It's on some bizarre Dish Network channel that nobody
Network.
Has.
Yeah.
AT&T's first scripted drama ever.
And here's how you know it's weird that it's so good show. Is Stephen King actually writes for it.
Yeah. Does he really?
Yeah, and it doesn't suck.
I did not.
He doesn't direct
that.
It, so that's a good thing.
Oh my God, that poisoning scene. Kelly Lynch. Oh my God.
Kelly Lynch makes that show, and now she's laying as a corpse up in the. Did you ever read the book, Autumn?
No. I don't read books.
Me neither.
Okay. Mr. Mercedes is a great book. Now, how many episodes?
There's
three books. I've only read the first one. I guess there's two other ones after that I need to read, but maybe I don't want to because I don't want it to be spoiled for me. But my God.
I don't think this season's going to go even halfway into the first book.
No?
No.
Okay, so because he's planning something really big.
Yeah.
Like
you heard it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In this last episode.
Because he was plotting that whole thing, you know, and everything. But
they're opening that thing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So the thing.
He's and whenever he was laying in the bed beside of his dead mother, and he was saying, I'm going to be with you soon. We'll be together again soon. So I'm thinking that he's going to, or he thought he was going to kill himself during this thing.
Harry Treadway is Mr. Mercedes.
Yes.
Kelly Lynch plays his now dead mom. And Brendan Gleeson is the cop, and he's fantastic.
He's Pete Hodges. Man, is he great. And is that the next door neighbor? Isn't that Sarah Paulson's girlfriend?
That's her lady.
Yeah, that's her lady. Who is also on an episode of a show we're going to talk about.
We all know her from Bosom Buddies. That's
on The Orville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She played his mom.
I'm glad for her that she's coming back, making a comeback. She's such a good actress.
Brendan Gleeson was, of course, Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter series.
Yep.
I did not know
I'm
that.
Mad-Eye Moody, but I'm really David Tennant, who drank Polyjuice Potion. Yeah, I don't care. I'm old. Or, I mean, I'm young. I'm always going to be young. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Where are you guys watching Mr. Mercedes at? Because you...
I went out and got Dish Network.
I have the Dish installed at my apartment every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And then I cancel.
Then Wednesday they come and they take the dish away. And right. Then the following week they come back and they put the dish back up.
It's amazing. All right, what's next on the list? You got Vice Principals. I am not watching this season yet.
You should be.
You're ignorant.
Okay.
You're ignorant.
Get to it.
Autumn and I will sit by. You two talk about Vice Principal.
Vice Principal. It's so funny. Is it not hilarious? Yeah.
I mean, it's on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO.
HBO.
Wait. Who is in it?
Season one is
McBride,
probably on Netflix.
Danny McBride.
Yes, okay. I've seen a couple of, I think, like a handful of those episodes.
Yeah, and it's one of those, it's chronological, so you definitely need to watch the first season all the way through to know what the hell's going on in this season. And this is going to be the last season. They only did two seasons. Mm-hmm. They had
I think
it all
we watched up to where they destroyed that house.
Which was great. So good, yes. And it only gets worse from there.
I know.
Yeah. And then this season, you know, I don't want to ruin it for Autumn, but something
don't
happened.
Don't ruin it for me. I'm going to watch
something
it.
Happened at the end of last
something
season.
Happens.
Something big. And so this season is all about Gamby trying to figure out who did what they did in the last episode of last season.
All right.
But yes, it's just as good as it was last year.
Side note, my wife has started watching You're the Worst.
That's my favorite. I love that show.
It's so funny.
They're horrible people.
It's like Always Sunny, but like for millennials.
Okay.
I love that show.
Do you watch it, Autumn?
No. I've heard of it a lot about it, though.
that girl, the one that got jilted by the guy, the author.
Right. Yeah.
I hate her. I hate her so much. She's funny, but I hate her.
Yeah, she's awful. Terrible. They're all awful. But the worst is the, what's her name?
Keith O'Donohue.
Who does she? Lindsay. Yeah. Oh, God. Lindsay's terrible.
And which one is she? The one that works with the fashion?
The chunky girl.
I love her.
Yeah. She's terrible. Awesome. She's awful. Okay. Yeah. They're all awful.
But I'm enjoying it. She's found a show that I actually watch besides Outlander.
Did you guys go back to season one?
No, she just started watching.
Go back to season one.
Yeah, go back.
You got to watch it happen until you get. Yeah. It's another one that's progressively gotten. It's a great show. I love it.
I watched the season premiere of How to Get Away with Murder, which is the most confusing and bizarre show ever made.
I thought they canceled that.
No, they should.
Yeah, they should.
That's part of that.
I can't believe somebody hasn't figured out how to get away with
it. If Grey's Anatomy is so long.
Yeah, exactly.
TGIT.
Yeah. Scandal, that's back. That show needs to go as well.
Isn't this their last season?
I think so. Everybody's tired of Kerry Washington and
I've never watched one episode.
All right, moving on. Ray Donovan, Showtime. I'm enjoying this season. I didn't watch this most recent episode, but it is going in a weird direction.
I don't have Showtime anymore.
All kinds of big shit happened last week, and then this week is just a total flashback, so you see what happened.
Mm-hmm. What, to his wife?
Yeah, you see what happened at Abby. You see what happened at the bar where they all got arrested.
Uh-huh.
It tells that whole story.
Okay.
And dude's
I
want to
know what happened after last week because fucking Ray's dad.
Mickey.
What did you do, Frank?
You fucking killed that FBI guy.
I know. I liked Frank. He was simple. He's actually an asshole. At least Avi's not dead.
You talking about Hank Azaria?
No.
Oh.
Speaking of Hank Azaria, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, they shot an episode of Brockmire in Cabbage Town on Monday.
Oh,
when I went to work
here filming that now.
Well, I went to Mary Todd on Saturday to work, and they were shutting down the road. They're putting barricades up for Monday. And I went down to Little's, which is where they shot it. Little's is that little shop restaurant.
Yes, I've had their burgers.
Yeah. And it's right there on Carroll Street. And apparently they turned it into like a Louisiana cafe or a Louisiana place. And one of the cooks there was actually making beignets.
Oh,
really? So, yeah, I can't wait to see that episode. I love Brockmire.
I do, too. It's a great show.
I watched the first one, and then I was cursing myself for not having listened to Steph and watched it when it was on.
Because
the only way to... You could watch the first one free, and then you had to pay for the rest of them. So I was like, ah, damn it!
What, Brockmire?
Yeah.
It's on IFC.
No, it's on paid pay-per-view now.
Huh?
Because the season's over.
Oh, they didn't put the whole thing on.
No, you can watch the first one for free, and then you got to pay for the rest.
$1.99 an episode or some crap.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did you guys watch the premiere?
I liked it.
Very funny.
Is it good?
Yes.
Why did it go away and now why is it back?
Because he didn't care about it all that.
They never canceled it or anything. Yeah. HBO just said, you know, do what you got to do, and then if you want to make more, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, okay, what's it been? 12 years or something?
Yeah. Foisted.
Six. Yeah. Oh, God. Foisted Carrie Brownstein and her constipation.
My God. Yeah. But that bitch got limp.
Is it still just the same format where something weird happens at the beginning, which becomes something crazier?
Exactly.
Yeah. It is.
The exact same format.
Yeah, still enjoyable, though?
Still enjoyable. Yeah. You got to get that bitch, Larry.
Yeah.
JB Smoove. Fantastic.
You got to foist her. You got to foist her.
You
got
to foist that bitch, man. He foisted it on you.
Kimmel.
Now, I love Kimmel on that.
Yeah. He did. He successfully foisted her.
Mm-hmm. I love it when Larry goes, you foisted her on me, right? Oh, I did.
But then he doesn't hold the door for butch lesbians because he doesn't think that they would want that. But they do.
That girl, which that whole subplot was amazing. With Nassim Pedrad, or Pedrad, however you say her name.
From Saturday Live.
She loses it. But the butchier one, she was on The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
She was Dr. Melfi's therapist's daughter.
Oh.
You remember?
No.
Her therapist was Peter Bogdanovich. And I think that girl is Peter Bogdanovich's real daughter.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway. Well. Tales from the Tour Bus. Did you guys watch the most recent one?
I loved it.
Jeff
so
was
hard.
So right about this show. The Jerry Lee Lewis one was great.
Yes.
Johnny Paycheck one was great.
I've only seen the Jerry Lee Lewis because we had a Cinemax free preview. I'm almost gonna order Cinemax just so I can watch.
There's
the
only
show.
One more episode.
No, there's six episodes.
Right, but
I've only seen the Jerry Lee Lewis.
The next one is George Jones and
Timmy
Wynette, part one.
I know.
I just love it. Have you heard about this show, Autumn?
Yeah, I really want because I love Mike Judge.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was on yet.
Yeah, and Mike Judge is like the narrator.
Yeah.
And awesome.
He's at the beginning of every episode.
And, you know, I didn't realize it. So I didn't realize that Mike Judge's dad was an archaeologist.
I didn't know that.
And that's how
he knew that? Nobody.
But that's kind of how he discovered his love of country music, is because they spent a lot of time on a Navajo reservation.
Oh.
And that's where he developed his love for it or whatever. And then he kind of entertained the idea of making a George Jones biopic.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been kicking that around for a while, and he never did that. And then he has a buddy, this Rich Mullins, who's a musician. He would tell him all these crazy stories that you never hear on these very watered down, innocuous documentaries that they have on CMT and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came up with the idea of, why don't we get, there's these, this group of brothers called the Adams Brothers. They used to back up Johnny right. Paycheck and George Jones and all these people. They were the ones that told them all these stories.
Okay.
So that's where they got all this information from. But he said that he thinks he's going to, next season, he'll probably do hip hop. And then after that, heavy metal.
Oh, wow.
So I think those
sweet.
Are, yeah.
I hope they keep it going, man.
Yeah.
I that Jerry Lee Lewis, there was so many things in there I never knew about him.
And that's the thing. You learn something new, but it's also presented in a way where it's entertaining. Caitlin actually watched it with me, and she's not into animated shows, and she dug the show, you know, because it's done in a way that's entertaining and informative.
So I didn't know he'd crash through Elvis's gate like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
But my favorite was the one where he drove that car with
the wheel, with the tire, yeah.
All right, three more premieres I want to talk about. Fox's lineup. The Simpsons is back. I watched it. The only time I laughed is when people got hurt. So there were two scenes toward the end. Did everybody watch it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in years and years.
I
watched the Halloween ones.
The Halloween ones are always funny. Yeah. But even better than that, Family Guy was amazing.
Yeah, Family Guy was awesome.
Did not watch it.
It was very, very funny. I mean, the whole episode, lots of laughs. The whole point of the show was they're trying to get an Emmy, so they spoof different shows. And the first scene is Sofia Vergara plays Lois, and he puts his arm on her. Hello, Lois. You are my wife, and I can hug you for something.
I'm watching South Park this year, though.
South Park was great last week.
Yeah, it was.
The whole season's been good so far.
Yeah.
And then did you guys watch Ghosted?
I tried to, too.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I watched it. It was okay.
And I love both those guys. Love
so
Adam
I.
Scott. Love Craig Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
No. Yeah, that show won't make it.
No.
Unless it's sandwiched on...
Is it too into itself?
Yes.
Very much so.
It seemed like it was too much, like too self-aware.
Very much.
Yeah, and you know, the two of them are so funny, and they've been completely castrated on the show to me.
Oh.
Craig Robinson's good in just about anything.
Yeah, I agree. He was in the little indie movie last year. I forget what the name of it was, where him and his son, they lived in Germany, and they were trying to fit in there or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was a soccer coach or whatever. Such a good movie.
Hello? you won't let me in here.
Oh, no.
Don't let him in.
Yeah, you're more of him. I'm back.
Oh, God. Where
have you
been?
We haven't seen him in months.
It's been about 2 weeks is all. Sir Reginald Nubbinsworth at your service. Telling you about the latest at the Red Box. Who are you over there with the blonde hair? I don't know. I met you.
I'm Stephanie. I've been gone for a long time.
Oh, yeah, the lady who got the dogs got eaten by snakes.
I've been battling snakes for weeks.
I had a puppy one time got eaten by a python.
They have pythons in England?
No, I live in South Florida.
Oh,
before
right.
I moved here. I live by the swamps, you know, and everybody lets their anacondas out. Who decided they wanted a pet snake? Pet snakes are dumb. So, the latest movies in the Red Box, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear my synopsis?
Please do.
All right, then. Oh, God. Got a bit of the runs.
Gross. Let me clean that up for you.
Go ahead. Do what you need to do there. I don't wear a diaper. I just shit wherever I play.
I can see that.
Transformers, The Last Night. Seth Rogen plays a down-on-his-luck computer guy who enters a seedy bar where he discovers an attractive woman sitting alone in a dark corner. After buying her a drink and a few more, they end up back at her place where she proceeds to drop his pants. Bingo, she's a Decepticon. Not content to be insensitive, Seth Rogen gives it all he's got, whipping his little Autobot to attention and letting the Decepticon shoot her AllSpark all over his face.
Oh, gross.
Rate it all.
Gross. That sounds like a way better...
Also starring Mark Wahlberg for some reason. Wonder Woman. This film could have had the same plot as the last one. I wonder if it's a woman. But sadly, no.
Gal Gadot and her hot Israeli boobs bounce on screen for a few hours, fighting all sorts of baddies, including Harry Potter's dark arts professor. He wolfs out, they fight, a chick with a scar gets involved, and in the end, Gal Gadot's hot ass and gorgeous bouncy boobs win the day.
she still doesn't hold a candle to Linda Carter.
Right? No. Mm. No. Nobody can. She had the biggest boobs of all the Wonder Women. Rated G for Gal Gadot's gams.
Biggest boobs and the smallest waist.
I know. The 70s was such a better era.
It was it was very hard to put those underoos on and never live up to that.
The last one, 47 meters down. 47 meters down into a sewer. A bunch of people travel. They go down into the sewer, which is 47 meters down. They're running around looking for little poops to pick up because one guy lost his wedding ring in a toilet when he was shitting. So now he's looking for his wedding ring, right? And they end up in a sewer and they're fighting giant rats and alligators and Democrats. And all of a sudden, they trip over a giant pipe. Now the pipe, you know who lives in a pipe?
I don't.
Adam West. He's not dead. He faked his death so he could live in a sewer with the other people. So they're 47 meters down, right? And they find everything, and they take Adam West up to the top.
How many meters down?
47.
Oh. You sure?
And that's what it says. And then they come back up top, and everything ends up being great, and they all watch reruns of Little House on the Prairie.
I don't even need to see the movie. I feel like I just watched it through your voice.
Definitely. It was really good. Michael Landon had great hair.
Was Michael Landon from his cohort from... the Heaven Move show on there? You know, the old football player.
The old guy.
What was his name?
No, it wasn't a football player. The other guy was a football player.
That's what I meant.
The beard guy.
Yeah, the beard guy.
He wasn't a football player. The other guy on the show was. The guy who ended up being on a show about being a monk.
What guy? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Who is
it? I think you need to go to Wikipedia. I'm a fucking troll.
I'm going to Redbox right now.
I know, really?
Speaking of boxes, Joe, want to know what the Burger Box Burger of the Month is?
Oh, please.
Of course.
Yes, we do. Hey, guys. You hungry?
Yeah.
Starving.
Who's hungry?
Oh, me. I'm hungry.
Always.
All right. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to go to BurgerBox.com and check out the Burger Box Burger of the Month Club. The Burger of the Month Club. All orders for the Burger of the Month Club must be submitted by the 10th of every month. So this month would be October 10th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in order to receive the October Burger Box. Hey, it's officially beer, cheese, and meat season, and Burger Box is bringing just that right to your door.
Is it? It's officially. That season?
Yes.
Once football starts, it's officially beer, cheese, and meat season.
Yes. It's always meat season.
Football has ended for me, though, this season.
Well, yeah. The Giants suck. The newest October box is quite literally an October feast that you won't want to miss. Burger Box is starting off this bad boy with beer and mustard cheese, a huge 8-ounce burger patty, and your favorite German kraut to bring the party to your taste buds.
Mm.
Yeah. Get in on this feast before October 10th.
Party.
12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll get the meat fest you've always dreamed about.
Oh, God.
So, it's Hitler then?
No.
It's like a Bavarian orgy in my mouth.
I thought Hitler was your favorite German kraut.
No, my favorite German kraut is Angela Merkel.
Oh, okay.
The October Burger Box includes the Schlampig. 2 8-ounce Angus beef patties, Oktoberfest chili, beer and mustard cheese, and sauerkraut.
Ooh.
But that's not it. You get Oktoberfest fries.
What's on the fries?
Yeah, I gotta know.
You got wedge cut French fries, German fry sauce.
Which I'm kidding.
Yeah, the German fry sauce.
That sounds like something bad could happen.
Yeah, we make it before we make the movie. Bacon and onions.
Sounds awesome.
And then here's the kicker: magic mushroom mac and cheese. 16 ounces of 4-cheese mac and cheese with garlic and mushrooms. I don't think they're real magic mushrooms because I don't want you tripping while you're eating.
Oh hey, man, no, that's disappointing. Ever.
The burger's talking to me.
I threw it up.
What, Jeff?
I bet they're good.
Oh fuck yeah! And you also get Boston baked beans, homemade coleslaw. Now here's how it works. Listen up. Join Burger Box's monthly club and never miss out on a Burger Box original recipe again. Now this is a subscription. You know how once a month you might get a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You get Marie Claire.
Yeah.
Well, then the next day.
Yeah, I get mine every month.
You get the Burger Box.
Yeah.
You get Hustler, Marie
Red
Claire.
Bull. Period monthly.
Period monthly. Good Housekeeping.
As a woman.
Entertainment monthly. Weekly. I only get it monthly. I get Entertainment
tampons,
monthly.
Tampons.
Yeah.
They ship your box on the third Wednesday of every month. Expect to receive it 1 to 2 days from the shipping date. They don't fuck around. Upon receiving the box.
Is that in the copy?
Yeah. Either refrigerate, freeze, or cook up the burger feast. Don't leave it in your refrigerator for 3 weeks.
No, it's not going to be good.
Also, you can sometimes just say, hey, I want all this bacon right now. Anyway, within 30 minutes, you'll enjoy the most mind-blowing meal you've had all month. They guarantee it. Wait to hear the announcement of each month's burger box. It's the first of the month, they'll tell you. And all subscriptions can be paused, canceled, or renewed at any time. And don't say they didn't warn you. After you spread the news about your Burger Box subscription, expect to hear from a lot of old friends begging you to invite them over for dinner. Guy I haven't spoken to in 20 years, Elliot, texted me the other day. I don't know how he got my number. He said, hey, here, you got a Burger Box subscription. I'm going to drive down from Philadelphia. Because he can't afford it. He's a lawyer. They don't make a lot of money.
But he can afford the gas to drive down here to have this burger. Okay.
He can have a fucking Burger Box.
Yeah. This is a...
It wouldn't just be cheaper to subscribe himself
no,
to the Burger
no.
Box?
No, he's, you know. My mom.
He's lonely.
He's been dead since 1996.
Oh, no.
She reanimated herself.
Wow.
Stop. She loved burgers.
These must be some burgers.
Zombie mom.
She's not a zombie. She just reanimated. She's back.
Oh.
Came out of the hell with Hitler.
Hey now.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I don't mean it.
Hey, and Gandhi.
Because she listens to this podcast.
Mother Andrews.
What's in the box? Two never seen before 8-ounce burgers. One 16-ounce tray of over-the-top mac and cheese. It's radical. Tray of original recipe-loaded French fries, barbecue, baked beans, slaw, and all that stuff. Okay, now listen. Each month, for less than it costs to go to your local eatery, I'm looking at you, Chili's. You can be part of culinary history. You and a special person, or three, depending on how much you want to share. If you have children, you know, you can go to McDonald's for them. Here's your Happy Meal. Mom and Dad are eating the Burger Box. You're too little.
Am I going to want to commit a genocide against Jewish people after eating this one?
No.
Okay.
That's in the copy as well.
All right.
Don't worry. You won't commit genocide over these burgers.
Right, sure.
They'll ship all the ingredients to your kitchen. You prepare the meal. That's what real burger lovers do. Not for the faint of heart. Go to Burger Box right now.
Would you also like some hot dogs?
Yeah,
Oktoberfest chili.
I forgot to get the list of you of people from the Patreon for the drawing. So,
well, you're sick.
When do we have to do the drawing?
We got to do it before next week, because next week we're recording Wednesday, right? So
maybe we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. And either way, we'll pick a winner this week.
Yeah, Tuesday's the deadline, so we'll announce it on. We'll draw out sometime during the week and then announce it on the next show. But we'll let the winner know.
All right. Find out more about the Burger Box Burger of the Month by going to Burger Box. That's BURGABox.com, and then check out everything. Do we have a page anymore?
Yeah, you could still go to BurgerBox.com/labyrinth, and if you don't want to do the Burger of the Month, you can just do a sample box.
Yeah,
using that link and. Ooh. You get like $20 off.
Shit's tight, yo.
It's well worth it.
Yeah.
I will do the $20 off this time.
Okay, then. Yeah. It's very delicious.
So many Deutschmarks.
Deutschmarks. All right. I've been waiting to do this for a little bit over a week. Okay. Autumn?
Yeah.
Has watched Star Trek Discovery.
Yes!
Who else on this panel has watched Star Trek Discovery?
I watched the first one.
Same.
I have not watched any of it.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
I am, but I hate Sasha from Walking Dead, so I just have no interest in it at all because I despise her.
So enough to turn you off to anything she's ever done?
I guess, because isn't she the main character?
Sonequa Martin Green, you don't like her?
Yeah. Can't stand her. Can't stand her. I was so glad that she was dead.
Then you missed the part where the Klingon, who's played by Negan.
Negan plays a Klingon, doesn't
he? Yeah, and he walks up to her and, all right.
Look at who we have with us today.
Well, Starfleet. Hard to ad-lib when you're not in there. I'm going to beam you to hell. Anyway, Autumn, your thoughts?
I thought it looked very beautiful.
Okay.
I think that it had a lot of things going for it. Star Trek. It was not Star Trek.
Why?
It wasn't relaxed enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't next generation, you know?
No, not at all.
And next gen is where my heart lies when it comes
mine
to
as
Star
well.
Trek.
Same here as well.
I love the original series a lot, but actually the next generation we could actually watch when it was on.
Yeah.
So
you get the Picard, you got number one, you got number two.
Number one.
Crusher.
Wesley. Ugh. Wesley. What, Jeff?
You should watch The Orville then.
Well, yeah.
The Orville is Star Trek The Next Generation.
I love The Orville.
Love The Orville.
Very well done. I don't know how the ratings are doing, but I hope it succeeds. Because it's funny, but it also has serious plots.
Right.
Have you watched it yet?
I can't.
Why?
Because I have a problem with Seth MacFarlane as an actor.
Oh, no.
You're fucking yourself.
I can't look at him.
Why?
I don't know. Every time I look at him, I think he looks like Mr. Softy, like the ice cream man.
Oh, he does have like a very
baby,
weird,
like a baby
Play-Doh
head.
Face.
Yes. He does have a Play-Doh face and he has fake hair. Which
and every time he talks, I hear Peter, I hear Brian.
I hear Brian. Yeah.
And it's like I hear those voices or whatever. And it's, I don't know, I can't look at him and I cannot take him, whatever. But I from what I'm understanding from you guys and from other people, that I need to get over it and just
plow
through
it.
And watch
show.
It.
I loved this episode, this last one.
Yeah.
With those
giant spaceship.
The Klingon guys. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, yeah. What are their enemies
the
called?
The Krill.
The Krill. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no, not the Krill. The guys with the eggs.
Oh, the people on the ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know their
I don't know the other
yet.
Species. But there's no genders in their race. And so they're like big, burly men, but they're married to each other.
No, they're men. There's no females in their race.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Now let's get back to the giant floating piece of space shit, as Autumn called the Star Trek Discovery. What else don't you like about it? Here's the thing. I watched it last night.
Oh, okay.
For the first time. You're right. It's visually interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like a movie.
And there's less lens flashes in this than in the Star Trek movies that J.J. Abrams made. But there are lens flashes.
Yeah.
I don't like the actor playing Sarek. Which is Spock's father.
That guy's good.
James Frayne.
Yeah.
I don't like him because I interviewed him once. He didn't have a sense of humor.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked him about, because he was on 24, and he was engaged to Jack's girlfriend or whatever, and he put, Jack Bauer tore apart a plug and stripped the wire and put him on the guy's nipples.
Right.
And I asked him about that. I said, was that hard to film? And he went, no, I'm an actor.
Oh, wow.
Gee, this is fun. Thanks, James Frayne. But otherwise, he's a good actor in a lot of good stuff.
What's wrong with these Klingons, though? How come they look different every time that you see a Klingon?
Klingons always look different, though, throughout
the
history of Star Trek.
They've been pretty much the same since TNG, though.
But they were still even a little bit different in the TNG movie.
Yeah, you're right. The thing is, I think that the way this this nationalist Klingon guy that you see in the movie I think that there are different species or different races of Klingons, so maybe we'll see Worf-looking Klingons in the future.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true, too, because, I mean, there's all kinds of different-looking humans.
Yeah. And in the TOS Star Trek, they were just basically humans with bronze paint on and goatees.
Right. Yeah.
But they explained that in that show Enterprise with Brent Spiner.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Brent Spiner played a guy who was a geneticist, and the Klingons were trying to look more human-like. And so they created some of these, and that's how they explained it, because they wanted to present themselves to Starfleet that way.
Okay, but then that's Enterprise, which is before TOS.
With Scott Bakula.
Okay. Right.
Discovery's
and
before
then
TOS.
This is, when is this? Before that?
Yeah.
It's in between.
Yeah, it's in between.
Yeah, it's in between.
Yeah.
So what are Klingons supposed to look like if that has already been established?
Hot crop chuck. False swap. Come face. I like fuck people.
Hot
butt,
crop chuck.
Sex.
I heard Eric bring up the point about how, so if this is before, why is everything so advanced?
Yeah, no kidding.
And then it goes back into like
I think they fuck up every mission.
A black woman and blah,
like,
blah, blah.
Yeah. What a lovely negress. Remember that? Abe Lincoln's on the ship and he goes, my, what a lovely negress.
That's terrible.
I don't know why they keep trying to go backwards. Why don't they just keep the timeline going?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people complain about that for Alien Covenant because it was before Aliens, and they were like, okay, so if it's before, then why is all the shit all high tech and way better? Because like they're on freaking Texas Instrument computers,
right?
And aliens,
right.
Yeah. And then here you've got them just walking around, blah blah blah, and everything's voice controlled.
The thing about Discovery and all that, the reason that they don't make new seasons is because the timeline's been fucked up. Paramount fucked up the timeline. So there's a difference, and there's a row between CBS and Paramount. Paramount has rights to the films. CBS has rights to the TV show. CBS can put a TV show together, but they haven't done anything going forward because the movies aren't going forward. Everything's been screwed up because Eric Bana blew up Vulcan.
Ah.
Oh, what? Really?
Okay. Well, yeah, did you see you saw the movies, right? The J.J. Abrams Star Trek
reboots? Yes, but I only saw the first one.
Well, and the first one is the one with Spock.
Okay.
And Eric Bana travels through time, and then he blows up Vulcan, which fucks everything up.
Yes, yeah, okay, gotcha.
What they need to do is fix that timeline, so maybe they will, or just ignore it like it never even happened.
I really liked both Star Trek movies. I enjoyed them.
I liked the first one. It was okay. The one with Khan was stupid.
I like Chris Pine as Jim Kirk.
I didn't mind it either.
Well, yeah, everybody likes Benedict Cumberbatch.
There's three new Star Trek movies.
Yeah, and by the way, yeah, I didn't see the third one.
Yeah, the third one's good. Yeah.
I heard the third one's really good. Like, yeah, that everybody gave up on it, but the third one's the best one.
I'll watch anything with Cumberbatch in it.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch anything with a batch of cum in it.
I knew. That was too easy. I lobbed that over to you, and you totally went for it.
All right. Star Trek Discovery. Here's another thing. It's too violent for Star Trek.
Yes.
Way too violent for Star Trek.
Too much fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that boring. Gene Roddenberry. Right.
Well, there was a pacing to Star Trek.
No Whoopi Goldberg.
I liked Whoopi
Where's
Goldberg.
Where's Guinan?
I love Guinan. Guinan.
Is it Guinan or Guinan?
It's not Guinan. It's Guinan.
I always say Guinan like gynecologist.
Are there any counselors on there?
No, Deanna Troy. No, there's a weird fish guy. Crab fish dude.
Is he like the comic relief?
Yeah, well, he's the Spock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there's a robot that looks like Daft Punk.
Oh, okay. With a shiny helmet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a lot of women.
It did look like Daft Punk.
A bunch of women arguing.
I'm not paying $5.99 a month, though, to watch it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Neither am I.
It just seemed like something that was based on Star Trek and not Star Trek.
Right. I agree with that.
I stopped watching it. I gave up on it.
No, I'm not going to watch anymore. I just watched the first one so I'd have something to talk about.
You could watch the first two for free, and then you had to pay after that, but I didn't even bother watching the second one.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. All right, let's get on to staff picks.
You knows.
You didn't really talk about the Orville very much, though.
I'm not caught up on it. It's great, but I'm not caught up.
It's the best Star Trek show on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Okay.
It needs to just... Star Trek, whatever it's called, Discovery, needs to just relax and say, sorry, our bad, here's Orville.
The ratings are terrible and nobody's signing up for CBS.
Oh yeah.
It's failing.
I'm gonna give the Orville a shot.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot, you guys.
And they need to stop saying it's a comedy because it's got some funny moments, but it's a serious
Is it a dramedy?
It's a dramedy. Blair Brown's in it.
Blair Brown from
Norm MacDonald too plays that gelatinous gelatinous blob.
What?
Norm MacDonald on the Orville.
That's right. Speaking of gelatinous blobs on Family Guy, mind if I absorb this?
I forgot to mention this, though.
Yeah.
Cook Connection, whenever we were talking about Mike Judge's show, and Tom Petty, remember he was lucky on King of the Hill?
Oh, that's right.
Mm. I lost my husband.
Oh, my God.
It's really hard to do with this echo.
She's dead, too, now, though, isn't she?
She's been dead for years.
They're in heaven together.
They're both in heaven together.
My God, that's such a good Luann.
Well, Luann, you and your husband are finally back together.
I'm up here with Buckley, too.
Buckley.
Is that some sort of weird love triangle, Luann? Your aunt?
They're all together.
Yeah.
What?
Dad.
Now, Bobby, we're having a seance so I can find out what Luann and Lucky did with the deed to their house.
This is when Dale.
I don't know where it is, Dad.
This is when Dale.
Dad!
Says,
pocket sand.
Dale is coming over later to spray your house for roaches. And Boomhauer has been banging women in the basement.
Oh, no.
So your aunt and I.
Bangle.
Well, he has a sex rape room in the bottom of their old house. And Bill walked over there, and he shot his load before he went in the basement. So while we have you here in the seance, do you know what you did with the deed to the house?
I didn't know anything about the deed.
Well, could you ask Lucky, or is he... still not dead enough to be in a seance. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, Uncle Hank.
Your aunt wants to know if you've spoken to your mother.
Oh, who is her mom?
Dead.
Oh, wow. Well, they only brought her on like one time.
Tammy Wynette played my mother. She's dead.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't remember who these parents are on the show.
Tammy Wynette played his mom in the early on, but she passed away, so somebody else.
And Hank's dad was that Cotton.
Cotton.
Cotton. I love Cotton. Yeah.
Hank's dad
took
just
machines.
Got, Hank's dad just got his hair cut at the Mary Todd.
Get out of my way, Hank's wife.
Yeah.
Come on, Hank's wife.
Hank's wife.
I know you fell out of a plane. Now stand up and walk. I killed 50 men.
That was such a great little run, those episodes where her
oh, where
body
she fell out of
the
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I hear they're thinking about bringing that back.
They are.
Yeah, they're in talks.
Mm-hmm. For on what, Netflix?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know how they're gonna do it.
I guess you'll have to do Luann. Why don't
yeah,
you petition?
I'll do it.
Well, so,
I gotta practice it.
Pamela Adlon's pretty busy these days.
Yeah, but she'd still do Bobby.
Oh, God,
sure.
Yes, she'd do Bobby. I wonder if they get all those people back, you know?
Or maybe they'd advance it to where Bobby's a teenager.
And then Khan, as we
yeah.
know, who plays
yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill. That's a good Bobby Hill.
It is good.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, well, this has been a fun seance.
I feel like if you got hurt, this has been a fun seance.
I'm going to blow out sweet. The candle and say goodbye to you, Luann. So goodbye,
goodbye
Luann.
Goodbye, Uncle Hank.
Enjoy heaven, if that's where you are.
That's where they are, yeah. Dang old heaven.
God damn it, Dale. All right, staff picks.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Who's going to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
All right, Autumn.
Because Ellie keeps calling me.
Okay.
Mom!
What's her step
here?
Yes.
I'm really into this YouTube page called Cooking with Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a comedian named Henry Phillips. And he is real down on his luck and really lonely and makes these... I mean, it's all a joke, but he makes these funny recipes where it's like... single man's chili for one.
That's awesome.
And he uses he breaks the recipe down, and he said he's converting it from like metrics, and so he's using 6/18ths of a teaspoon of chili powder. And
how to make Henry's anytime chili for one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
He looks. I don't even have the sound on it. He's all sad cutting all the vegetables.
Yeah, he cuts things really badly. His uh-huh. cooking equipment's real bad. His kitchen's horrible.
Nice.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You ever
That's kind of all I got.
You ever watched
Oh,
it?
And I was going to say, maybe we could have a segment where I talk about what my kids make me watch.
Okay.
Sure.
Because some of it's horrible, and I would love to talk about how horrible it is, and then some of it's kind of good.
Okay.
I bet some of it is good, because I watch some kids' shows from time to time myself.
Oh, yeah.
I love Uncle Grandpa. Love the shit out of Uncle Grandpa.
I hate Uncle Grandpa.
But Pizza Steve, it's Adam Devine.
It's kind of stolen from Dad's Garage.
It is?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because there's a character named Uncle Grandpa that they had forever.
Huh.
Really?
And all of a sudden it showed up on Cartoon Network, and it was kind of a thing where they were talking to lawyers and stuff.
All right, so save this. Toward the end of the show next week, we're going to talk about what shows Autumn's kids make her watch, and I want to get into this Uncle Grandpa conspiracy.
Okay, I'll look into
it. Controversy. Yeah, look into it. Talk to Lucky.
Okay. That's all I got.
Steph, what do you watch?
Talk to Lucky.
Oh, well, of course, I'm totally jacked about the season 3 premiere of Mr. Robot.
Chicken.
Yeah, not chicken.
No, you got to watch Family Guy.
If you watch Family Guy, they're trying to win an Emmy. So one of the shows that they're talking about doing is Mr. Robot. And every time Peter says Mr. Robot,
Chris
goes, chicken.
And nobody really watches it.
Peter goes off on a rant against Robot Chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, he doesn't go off on a rant against Mr. Robot, though, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was a big deal last year. I mean, what, Rami Malek won the Emmy mm-hmm. and the Golden Globe for Best Actor. The show won Best Show.
It's a fantastic show.
Won a freaking Peabody Award, mm-hmm. which is like super prestigious.
Come on, Gemini.
But I, you know, and they left you with nothing. You don't. They have given no anything for this season. You don't have any clue what the hell's going to happen.
That.
Yeah, I mean, ended last year with Elliot getting shot by Tyrell, and then Angela, of course, it turns out she's the puppet master for this whole thing, mm-hmm. which was a total shock to me. And so you're wondering what the hell she has to do with it. And Darlene is all in the clutches of Dom or whatever the hell. And, you know, you got the Dark Army coming at you or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Dark Army coming at you.
So it looks pretty sweet. I'm looking forward to that. And
when's
that
it
is
premiere?
Wednesday, October 11th.
All right.
At 10 p.m. on USA. And my other thing real quick is I love Norman Lear's All the Above podcast. I love his old ass. He's such a treasure.
Yeah.
And he had Ryan Murphy on there last week, and it was a really good one. And I love this season of American Horror Story. I think it's one of the best ones I've ever done. It's hilarious. I mean, it is more comedy than it is anything. It's gross and gory, of course, but...
Does it have a political point of view?
It does, but it's giving both sides. It makes so much fun of the extreme left and the extreme right.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's completely satirical. Billy Eichner is hilarious. He is hilarious on the show. That's what I'm saying. I find myself, I'll be laughing. People are getting stabbed and bludgeoned to death, and I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, that's always funny.
It's really good this season. So anyway, it was really nice to hear Ryan Murphy and all
when
his
when he came in and threw those Taco Bell coupons at her. That was hilarious.
Oh, whenever he said, lesbians, we're under attack.
Yeah. I'll read Ira's real quick. Black Mirror Season 3, episode Hated in the Nation, the last episode of Season 3. He just rewatched it recently. You can see that on Netflix. Also, Narcos Season 3. He just finished it. It's really effing good, according to Ira.
I just finished Season 2 today.
You assholes really are not watching this, ?
Ira keeps texting me all the time. He's like, you gotta start watching Narcos.
I'm starting on Season 3 tomorrow.
All right.
I just finished Season 2. And then, of course, with this location scout getting murdered last week, that adds like a whole new allure to the whole thing. With Pablo Escobar's brother
right.
taking credit
I don't
for
speak
it.
Spanish, though, and I don't like to read while I watch TV, so I'm going to have a hard time with this show.
I feel like it's an easy read,
It
though.
Is an easy
you
read.
You just get so sucked in.
Speaking of Robot Chicken, that is my pick this Sunday. The Robot Chicken okay. Walking Dead special, Look Who's Walking, debuts.
It's probably going to be way better than the show.
Than Walking Dead?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Walking Dead is...
Fear of the Walking Dead's actually been pretty good this second half of this season.
It's a roll of the dice. You never know.
I'm going to hate watch it.
Hate watch it. Well, apparently Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, is in this episode of, what's it called?
Oh, Robot yeah. Chicken.
Robot Chicken.
Mr. Robot.
Chicken.
So that day premieres this Sunday.
Yeah, mine is, my staff pick was going to be Gerald's Game on Netflix. It's based on the Stephen King book, but.
Terrible?
No, it was pretty good, but I only watched it up until... Spoiler alert, until the guy died. But I was expecting there to be some good Carlo Gugino possibility, but there was not, so I gave up on it pretty quick. But my real pick is Me, Myself, and I. It's that new Bobby Moynihan sitcom. It's on TBS. It's like a really weird time travel show. There's like Bobby Moynihan. It's like the story that is told from three different points of view. Like it's Bobby Moynihan. In modern day, and then like John Larroquette plays him like 25 years in the future or something, and then there's a kid that plays him, in like when he was a kid, and it's all tied together so well. It's done really well, and the actor's really good. I love John Larroquette ever since Night Court.
Oh God, yeah.
And Bobby Moynihan was awesome on Saturday Night Live.
How many episodes have been on?
Just one so far, and there's another one on tonight. But I'm sure you can. It's CBS. So you can
I haven't even heard
on
about
demand.
The show. Me either.
It's really good.
I will give it a try. I love Bobby.
And the Jason Ritter show starts tonight. Kevin probably saves the world. That looks pretty good too.
Well, is the other show coming back? Another period. He was on there.
I'm sure it's Comedy Central, so that doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
But that'll probably be back at some point.
Awesome. All right, guys. Stephanie, I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
You better be here next Monday.
I will be here if we are here.
We might be Wednesday next week.
We might be Wednesday next week.
Hey, I want to say a couple of the radios that were so cool, they sponsored me last week when I did this walk. Did a charity walk for the dogs.
Sweet.
And they sponsored me, and I thought that was very cool of you guys. So thank you very much. I really appreciate
that. Well, hit that real quick, whatever you're doing right now, if you want to promote anything.
Oh, yeah. Gwinnett County Animal Shelter, as always. You know, this month, the dogs are $20. They're going to pay you to take the dogs
Damn.
At this point. They're like, take these goddamn dogs so we
don't
tell
my
kill
wife.
Them.
They just got a bunch of new Bostons at Fur at whatever, the Boston Ranch. Rescue
oh, really?
Ranch.
Really? Mm-hmm. She's eyeballing a fourth?
No, we're not going to get another dog.
Well, trust me, you don't want to do this because, you know, I've got the three and then I've got the two foster dogs. And the one, she's got interest But I have to take her to have her cat tested Thursday night.
Ooh, boy.
See if she doesn't eat their cats. So hopefully I can get one of these bastards out of my house and make some room.
Well, where can they go? What website?
Just go to Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. It'll come right up, and it has like all the dogs that are available. And you can also, if you go on Facebook, it's called Cronin's Critters.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, Lori Cronin, she is amazing. I worship this lady.
Don't forget cats. You're always leaving cats.
I don't have anything to do with the cats, though.
I know, but I love cats. Cats need to be taken care of.
I love cats as well. And the cats are $10. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely get a cat there. No problem. But cats don't really need me to work with them.
Nah,
they don't need help.
They don't
need help. They're just in a box. We clean up their shit. We feed them. And then we put them back in the box.
Okay.
And then somebody takes them or they don't. But, you know, the dogs, they require a lot of shit.
I always clean the box a week into the last changing. My wife says, would you please clean the box? Because I'm bad at it.
My neighbor's got one of those. His cat's got this fancy collar that opens the door for him. It's very jazzy.
What?
Yeah, like the cat gets close to the door, and then the door just automatically opens for him.
Why don't you get one of those robot boxes that cleans itself?
They don't really work.
I know. I would love to know which one of those actually is good.
Nah, I haven't heard of one of them working. I'm sure the technology's advanced. Remember we had a Roomba when they first came out?
Yeah.
We bought my in-laws one of those, and it just,
just get high and watch the Roomba go around.
It doesn't really suck anything up.
No, I'm sure the technology's improved. All right, you can catch Autumn and I every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 till 11. On WSB.
Congratulations again, you
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
I know yesterday was rough.
Yeah.
But today, I listened to most of it, and you seem like you guys are really finding your
fun. Yeah, we had fun. It sucked that Autumn was in town, and she had to sit there just like me and not say anything for the 2 hours. Then we didn't do the podcast.
That's all right. I mean, I understand.
Oh, hell yeah, I understand. I'm just saying it's just like bad coincidental stuff.
Jeff, or a murderer.
Yeah, big, great, horrific tragedy to kick off the new time slot.
Right.
But we're hit the ground running, man.
Yeah, you guys were great today. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Jeff, you got anything to plug?
No, we'll do a drawing for the Burger Box winner, and we'll announce it on next week's show.
That's right. You can go to Patreon, sign up, patreon.com/Tim Andrews, or just leave us a review at iTunes, and we'll read your reviews, and we'll throw you in the hopper, and we'll have a winner pick for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Wendy Muller.
Yay. Hey, Wendy, what's up?
She is the top patron. So Wendy Muller rocks.
And love
she also
hell out of Wendy.
I love her jokes on Facebook.
Yeah, her and her daughter.
Yeah. Those are funny jokes.
Yeah.
Autumn, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We will be back next week, maybe with some guests, and when I get it confirmed, I'll tweet it out. So anyway, it's been fun, and please remember to
keep it canonist.
Step back.
Fucking Ira.